There's some revelation going to come out this morning that has not been on the horizon about prosperity, about increase, about abundance, about sowing. There are some things that the Lord has revealed to me that I want to bring forth to you this morning. Sit down and get your Bible and turn to Philippians 4. Turn to Philippians 4, and it's not in my text, but it's some things, it's some correction and direction that has to be made before you're going to be to understand how to be financially free. Many in the body of Christ love God, love the Word, and should have been financially free before now. So I'm going to deal with a familiar text as an opening in Philippians 4:19. Is a familiar text. And the Lord wants me to deal with something because I'm about to show you a financial breakthrough revelation about supernatural money coming to the body of Christ. A supernatural money coming to me. The body of Christ is not ready for it. In my prayer time, most people in the body of Christ, they are not ready for it because they got a lot of other crises they're going through and they won't listen to revelation. Tradition and religion got them bogged down. So a remnant of the body of Christ, of the believer, are going to be able to receive this and live it before they leave this world. In Philippians 4:19, it starts earlier than that. It start by sowing. But the 19th verse said, but my God shall supply all your need according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You see that verse? Now, most Christians know that verse. And then the 15th verse, it tells how the Philippians start supporting or communicating with Paul in his ministry. But what I have to deal with first this morning, New Life, we have to deal with the fact you're going to have to know that seeds are not designed to meet needs. Mm-hmm. And we have to move to go where we're going. We're going to have to move from need consciousness. Yes, sir. Got to move from need consciousness. The scripture itself revealed that it's not designed just to meet need. It said, but my God, just that three words there is above needs.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to go further than that. But my God shall supply all your needs. Now, watch how he's going to supply them. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Well, that bypassed all needs right there. But you see that word need, and I think the body of Christ is locked in that word. So I have to get you past need consciousness. Because as long as you stay in need consciousness, you'll never be abundant conscious. You'll never be overflow conscious. You'll be trying to get your need met. And needs being met is not the glory of God.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. Okay? Yes, should have never been any need,
yes,
as a child of God. So your vision board, you can take it down. Your vision board, you need a seed board.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? You got these boards up there, and sometimes they're complex. Because science and psychology work to a certain degree, but it don't work like God's word.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And so we have learned a lot of things took the place of God's word. I know where there's no vision, the people perish, but people are trying to do with these bolds and different things and say a lot of things over and over again instead of learning the real principle. And my job is to tell you, we have to live the real principle.
Yes, sir.
So we got that straight, that need consciousness. And I want to deal with supernatural money cometh through sowing in the love anointing. Now, you remember we talked about Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shed together. You remember we went to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Let's go back over them. Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run over, shall men give in your bosom. Now, by the same measure, meat should be given to you again. Now, we dealt with the word give from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. See, God love is a cheerful giver, not grudging and not of necessity. God loveth a cheerful giver. You cannot be a cheerful giver without the anointing of love. So now we're talking about giving out of love now, out of a heart of love, out of your love for God.
Yes, sir.
I want to add a scripture to this. Remember we had in Matthew 25 also that he gives to every man according to his several ability. I want to add to this today something that I've never preached, but I saw it in my prayer time. The master key to giving or sowing is love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And it's not a normal love. It's a love like Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It's a divine love from God. And guess what scripture the Lord gave me to teach this? John chapter 3, verse 16.
Yes, sir.
I want y'all to see this. I tell you, this deeper revelation than I know as we talk about sowing here. And you can learn something this morning, bypass your need, and move into an avenue of the supernatural. Because John 3:16, we only use this scripture to get people saved, but the scripture is designed for the total man.
Yes,
the scripture is designed. See, now everybody know the scripture by heart. For God so loved the world. So now, that first part of that statement is the activating part. It what make it possible. It what make it happen. It what, no matter what comes up, that first part can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello. For God so loved the world.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So that love caused him to look over all the mistakes and shortcomings and weaknesses we have. And still he was able to give.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hmm. How many see it?
Yes, sir.
See, for God, and then I got a lot more things to tell you this morning. For God so loved the world, so the seed sowing anointing of love is what going to put you in a position to sow like you're out your mind. For God so loved the world, then he says, that he gave. Now, I submit to you and submit to the listeners who are ready to go to a deeper dimension, this is a type of sowing.
Yes, sir.
God sold Jesus through love. All right?
Yes, sir.
See, for God so loved the world, he tell you why, he tell you what fuel he was using. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My point is, the Holy Spirit showed me God was able to sow because he was operating in love.
Yes, sir.
And we must understand he sowed not Abraham, mm-hmm. not Jacob,
right.
not Job.
Yes, sir.
He sold his only begotten son.
Yeah.
So he sold his best seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that's why he's getting so much results he's getting, you see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, see, God didn't send Abraham to die on the cross. He sent his son. So you have, when you love properly, you're going to sow your best seed.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Because love has a trust in it that no other spirituality have. So when you are a seed sower by love, you skip the need. You move into your dream and your desires and et cetera. And that's what the Lord wants you to see. All right, I'll take your father. Maybe you can't handle this John 3:16 thing. You never heard it before. Maybe you can't handle that and equate it to Jesus in teaching, he said a sower sowed the word,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
And then man understand that the word is a seed.
Yes, sir.
But within that seed is a whole lot of other seeds that have to be sown.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? See, the word carry all the seeds. So when it comes down to finances or money, you need money seed.
Yes, sir.
Because they got the law, every seed produced after its own kind.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So love must be the motive for sowing. But it's not normal love. It's love God have revealed to you. He have given you a portion of his love.
Yes, sir.
And it's almost like you're giving back to yourself. Because you know what's going to happen here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't want to take you here, New Life. I don't want to take you here, those who are online. They never told me how many are online. I don't want to take you here. Always let me know what's going on. I don't want to take you here if you can't go. Some of y'all are stuck in finances. You love God. You sing, you got your vision board, you done made confession, you done held hand, you prayed about it, and you've been doing that for 14 years. They didn't use 14.
Yes, sir.
And it's not moving like it should move. I want to put you in a position, watch me, you can move in 14 seconds.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Because once you get the revelation, you on your, you jump. You see, when you jump off a diving board, you can't change your mind after you jump off.
Right.
I want to get you to jump off this need thing and jump into deeper water this morning, all right? In midair, you're talking about, I don't want to jump. You're too late. So I'm going to try to get you to jump off the diving board this morning. Now, because the next scripture is not on top of the pages. The Holy Spirit will have to take you there. See, the Holy Spirit job, there are things that is hard to say, Jesus talked about before the Holy Spirit came. Now listen, we're talking about finances. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And so what he does is he see things that we can't see. He hear things we can't hear. He speak things to us that we can't speak to ourselves. Then he show us things. That's in John 16, you know, where to tell you what the criteria of the Holy Spirit. So it's the same way in finance. See, personal mind talking about the word as a seed. But they don't want to talk about money seed.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so you can sow the word, don't sow no money, and you ain't getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We've been sowing the word, baby.
Yes, sir.
You can sow the word and speak it, confess it. You ain't gonna get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't getting no money.
Right. Come on.
See, you have to sow money seeds to get money. And that's what the enemy don't want us to know. Now, where we're going now will bring forth a revelation that I think will change all your finances. You ready for your finances to change?
Yes, sir.
I want everybody off the survival mode. And I want you to properly understand the seed mode.
Yes, sir.
I like that, Lord.
Yes, sir.
See, the seed has the ability to take you off the survival mode. It also has the ability to take you off the system.
Yes, sir.
It also has the ability to take your finances out of Satan's hand. Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Somebody talk to me. I'm preaching here this morning.
Yes, sir.
So them three things, they take you off the system.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing they take you off. The seed take you off of self. Your own ability, trying to make it happen, working day and night, trying to get two jobs, trying to read 6 books.
Mm-hmm.
Sow the doggone seed.
Sow the seed, yes, sir.
Sow the seed.
1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I think we're in virgin territory. First Corinthians, the master key to giving a sowing is love.
Yes, sir.
That's the point we're working on. I got to back up as well, but the master key to giving a sowing is love. And we're talking about the love of God. Settle down. We're talking about the love of God.
Yes.
See? Distracting. It's the love of God. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to 1 Corinthians 13. I wonder, I never been to 1 Corinthians 13 talking about sowing.
Right, right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But then there's a voice that popped us in the face. The third voice. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the third voice. Mm-hmm. And do I bestow all my goods to feed the poor? And though I give my body to be burned, I give my body to be burned, and have not love,
what?
It profits me nothing.
Yes, sir.
So you can't sow without love.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why the Bible said God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes, sir.
God loves a cheerful giver. See, because he loves a cheerful giver, because a cheerful giver is functioning in love.
Yes,
they are sowing in love.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So,
yes, sir.
So many people have worked themselves up to sow.
Mm-hmm.
But sowing is not outside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sowing has to come from the inside.
Yes,
sir. Yeah.
Sowing, because it came from God, carried the same connotation as the word.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sowing is an inner witness. It's an inner action. It's not when you outwardly put the money down.
Mm-hmm.
It's something already has happened on the inside of you.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
sir. That. When you're sowing properly, you're already pregnant with the harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The harvest don't have to come on the outside. You already got it. You walk around with it. I got this, man.
Yeah.
So you're no worry, no fear.
Yes,
no, it's a done deal because you trust God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, that's real sowing. Real sowing, I'm going to go to another verse, but here in 1 Corinthians, it proved that you can give what you want, but if you're not out of love, it's not sowing. God can't respect it.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of times we're putting money in the envelope and we're just giving it in routine without revelation.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And so what the Spirit of God wants, I don't know how long I'm going to teach today. Because what the Spirit of God wants you to know is that you have to get a rhema word on sowing.
Yes, sir.
A real live word, not from a man, not from a woman, not from a group, but you must hear God yourself to know that God will take care of you if you obey him no matter what nobody else is doing.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
But you got to have a revelation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see. Sowing, listen to me. Sowing puts you in another realm of living where regular folks don't understand you. They get upset. They don't even realize that they can have the same thing.
Right.
It's a reality. Good God Almighty. It's a reality that you can walk in here on earth.
Yes, sir.
As a redeemed man, as a redeemed woman, as somebody who been washed in the blood.
Yes, sir.
And you're living from another, level. You're not living on rhythm. You're not living on good sound, you know, good sounding sermon. You working from the inside. You found something else out. I got to yield to God to sow right.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
Now you remember Philippians 4:19, right? I want you to compare right quickly, because I'm about to show you something else. I'm in a teaching mode this morning.
Yes,
about to show you something else. I want you to compare Philippians 4:19 and Ephesians 3:20.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to see, can you catch anything? I'm going to see if you're here this morning. New Life, I'm going to see if you're here this morning. Because there's change taking place in your life now. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And revelation coming to you now. You understand sowing better than any man in the world. See, Philippians 4:19, now I said, in Philippians 4:19 this morning, I said, we have to move beyond need consciousness.
Yes, sir.
And we must move into the consciousness of abundance, overflow, more than enough. A sower, know that. A real sower, a sower who have a revelation of sowing. Now, you have two said in there. You had Philippians 4:19. You got Ephesians 3:20. Okay. All right. They all function from sowing. Both of them. But in Ephesians 3:20, you're in a love mode.
Yes, sir.
And you're grounded and rooted. And you know the width, you know the depth, you know the height. Because the love of God is functioning in your inner man.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
See, now, your soul cannot prosper without seed sowing revelation. We at 3 John now. Mm-hmm. Beloved, I wish you all that your problem be in hell. As your soul prosper. Your soul in finances, your soul can't prosper without a revelation of sowing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And the higher revelation of sowing is sowing from a love revelation.
Yes, sir.
Or sowing from, watch the next word, a love anointing. Mm-hmm. So I'm anointed by love to sow.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If that soul, look at the end of Ephesians 3:20. Mm-hmm. Look at the end of Ephesians 3:20. According to what?
Power.
You go back up to verse 16, 17, 18, and 19. Uh-huh. The power he's talking about is love.
Yes,
sir. Now unto him, now we're not meeting no needs now. Uh-huh. My God shall supply all my needs. All right? We're not doing that. Now unto him that's able to do exceedingly. That's another seed, isn't it? Abundant, that's another seed. Above all things that we ask or think. See, a soul thinking is different. Mm-hmm. A soul don't think about need.
That's right.
A soul think about abundance because a soul have a revelation of harvest. And a soul knows when you sow a seed by love, I'll go back to 1 Corinthians 13. When you sow a seed by love, you sowing a seed that can't fail.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
So when a failing thought come to you about finance, you move on with him here.
Yes,
I've sowed my seed.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Right. I sowed it in the love anointing. Yes. Love can't fail.
Love can't fail.
See, love is the fuel for all spiritual energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Any act in the spirit world, if it does not have the fuel of love, it will not function properly.
Yes, sir.
Got it. You see
it? Yes,
sir. All right, now. Let me see, can I say some more about this? What you find out in Ephesians 3:16 through 20 is the secret of abundance is sowing in love. Mm-hmm. Write that down. The secret of abundance is sowing in love. Because you get to the scripture now unto him that is able to do exceedingly. What did that? Well, you're operating, you're sowing in the love. You're sowing in the spirit of love. You're sowing, I trust you with everything I have. I don't have nothing anyway. You give me everything I have. And I'm doing what you tell me to do. And I'm not going to get all spiritual and just talk about the word God. I got to do what the word saying. And sowing is in the word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You get all spiritual. He said, such a scripture for you, in them you think you have life, but they testify of me or they testify how I want you to do things. Mm-hmm. See? See, when you sow a seed, oh my, this is going to help you so much. When you sow a seed out of the love of anointing, that seed becomes spirit and life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that seed is carrying the context of the word.
Yes, sir.
The words that I speak to you, John 16, they are spirit and life. When you sow that seed according to the word in a love anointing, that seed has spirit and life that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir. Can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped. That's good.
Same thing. Yes, sir.
This morning, I want to dig up a lot of seeds you have sown. I want to bring the harvest because your seed been buried, but it never resurrected. And what the Lord, I know the Holy Ghost going to come through here today.
Yes, yes, yes sir.
Because he's setting us up. He's at a in a teacher apostolic mode of changing the government of sowing in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That the body of Christ know people get real spiritual and say the word said this, and the word said that, the word said this too. The word said, give and it shall be given to you. Good measure pressed down. Look at them two verses. Luke 6:38 and Ephesians 3:20. Man, you make you run down the street if you got a real revelation of that. I mean, you can be broken one with this. Give and it shall be given to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. Wow. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that they would do exceeding, abundant above all the jacks of things. Wow. Then he said, now go back to Ephesians 3:20. We're talking about sowing. He says, at the end of that verse, he said, what you ask, I think.
Yes.
Right? At the end of the verse, according
yeah.
to the power that worketh in us. Mm-hmm. So God said, it's never me.
Yes, sir.
It's never my word.
Yes, sir.
It always you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So the foundation, Kotele Manchekete. The financial condition you in now is because of you. It ain't not because of your pastor. It's not because if the pastor ain't teaching nothing, get out of there. It's because of you. You stupid enough to sit there and he not teaching nothing. That's your dumb fault. That's why you broke. My new life, thank God, you got a good pastor because he said he hooked up and he's doing the right thing. He made the shift when he had to make the shift, and that's smart. All supernatural increase is in the seed. All supernatural, I mean, on anything in the Bible is in the seed. We just happen to be talking about finances. The Bible says in Psalm 115, he said, I increase you more and more, you and your children. Now, we look at that, the Kotala Neshakota. Look in Luke 17:6 while I'm walking here and preaching this morning. Luke 17:6, I feel an overflow. I want to teach you some things this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Luke 17:5 and 6. Luke 17:5 and 6. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Okay. I'm dealing with the law of increase. I just told you in Psalm 115, he says, I increase you more and more, you and your children, and it's because they trusted in him. He talked about a lot of people who trusted him, and you got to trust God in your sowing. Now here he says, and the apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. Let me see what I wrote. I wrote something down about this, and I want to say what the Lord showed me. Over the years, the enemy has poisoned the seed sown anointing, which is the master key to all increase. Over the years, the enemy, and I tell you how he did it by wrong teaching.
Yes, sir.
By blocking the liberty in sowing. By setting up man-made rule without revelation, without insight. And I've been working 27 years trying to get this out of people because they're afraid. They think as a man want their money, or they think they're loving money and all that kind of stuff been taught to them. But properly speaking, abundance, wealth, increase, prosperity is your divine rights. So When you're misunderstanding sowing, you're going to misunderstand everything else. And the misunderstanding of sowing came from my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. For the priests rejected knowledge. Yes, if you teach it right and preach it right, the people ready.
Yes, sir.
Because they're designed to sow.
Yes, sir.
You see? But people have to protect themselves sometime in this muddy water and all of these different ideas going on. And so what we're doing here is cleaning the water. That you have a real revelation. Sowing is not a man-made thing.
Right.
Sowing is not a church-made thing.
Yes, sir.
Sowing is the creator of the world showing you how to operate like him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes,
see, it's different now. You see sowing different now. You see sowing. Sowing is not a man-made ideal. Sowing is not a man-governing law. Sowing is God's way of you living beyond the system.
Yeah. Yeah.
See. Now, when we look at this Luke 17, 5 and 6, when the apostle said, Lord, saying, Lord, increase our faith, he went into the sixth verse. He says, if you had faith, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, see, you might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. I heard something just now, boy. I heard something. I never said before in my life. Sowing a seed, financial seed, money seed, makes money obey you.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. That's right.
Aren't you tired obeying money?
Yes, sir.
Telling you where you can go, where you can't go, how far you can go. Mm-hmm. And the Lord have designed you. You can't serve two masters.
Okay.
So sowing makes you the master of money. Money coming to me because I sow. You see, sowing freely, sowing frequently, sowing fully as the Lord directs you, not as a man directs you. A man can inspire you to a certain degree, but you got to have a witness from God, a witness from the Holy Ghost, where to put your seed. My goodness, my goodness. I'll never be broke another day in my life. All right. All right, I wanted to get to that one where that was two. Go to Mark 12. Mark 12, and I'm not even on my notes yet because it came back up to me. I'm going to show you something. Mark 12. Thank you, Lord. Are you out there? Are you hearing me? Now, these are new territory we're going in because, you know, he said, the word is a seed. The word is a seed. Yeah, money is a seed, too.
See, the
major seed teach you about all other seed. The whole kingdom of God is a seed kingdom.
Yes, sir.
So quite natural, the word, which is the directional seed, teaches you different aspect of different seeds to sow to activate the whole kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
In Mark 12 now. I wanna address this. Two seeds or two sowers that Jesus couldn't get off his mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of seed you want to sow. You want to sow a seed. See, it's not the amount of the seed. It's not, because these gonna be two differentials, gonna be so different here. The woman sowed her last, and the other woman poured the stuff out. But them two seeds, God couldn't get off his mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See. You see, it's a certain category you get in that you have to be a poor. You can't be just a sower.
Yes, sir.
See, because you done come to such amount
uh-huh.
that you got to pour seed out.
Come on.
Apostle. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I never heard that before, boy.
Yes, sir.
You come to a point where you're a seed pour.
Yes, sir.
You're not a seed planter. You just go down the road just pouring a seed. Because you got such revelation to know what's going to happen, and then you got the trucks coming.
Yes, sir.
Because you know, you got the trucks rolling now. Because you know you're pouring the seeds, you know the trucks, you need trucks. Because you experienced, you've seen God do it. Oh, somebody just got out of debt.
Yes, sir.
Somebody listen to me just got out of debt.
Yes, sir.
God's going to give you a revelation how to walk through this thing. Mm-hmm. You know. And I tell you right now, I don't have to tell you a new life, but so in your pastor. So that's one of your man saws to get you places that you never get before. I'm going to just tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
Sowing them. People here sowing me all the time. They're sowing all the time. And my sons and daughters always sowing. Because that's what to do. That's that Abraham lesson I taught you last night.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So, boy, your daddy, flip over, he'd be here now. Sowing is not the only thing, it's pouring seed.
Yes, sir.
I love that. I never heard that. Yeah, point. Just pouring seed. Mm-hmm. See, I just give you everything I got. Just start throwing it all over.
Yes, sir.
This is just scripture here in Mark 12. Mm-hmm. Two seeds or two souls that Jesus could not get off his mind. Both motivated by supernatural love. Listen now, because you're not going to be able to get it. These two souls was motivated by supernatural love.
Yes, sir.
Now, in verse 41, and I could stop here and stay all day, and Jesus set over against the treasury, not the choir, not the good hooping, and beheld how the people cast money. Isn't that something Jesus there watching money? Isn't that something Jesus? I thought he was spiritual. He was watching money. Well, that's where you can be found out at.
Yep, that's right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Your mouth, boy, you got some people, you got some smooth talking people. See, I ain't been in the church all my life. I've been in the street. He got some smooth talking people, boy.
Yes, sir.
He got people to talk to you, man. And if you're not up, if you don't have, and I just had come out of the country, you know, and man, I had some guy talk so smooth, man. The man had three cards, and he said three cards. You see the black card, see the red card. And if you see the black, two red, one black. If you see the black card, it's $50, all right? All right, so I'm from the country. I just got there. I'm in the barber shop. Man moving the card around. I think I could see, you know, you're from the country. You think? I said, I see it. I see it, Clarence. Clarence said, no, Buck, you don't see it. They had maturity. Clarence was from the country, but they had been in the city a long time. So he said, no, son, you don't see it. So Ted from the country too, the two men who's on the shop. So I said, Ted, I see it. He said, no, Buck, you don't see it. I said, man, I see it. So I put my money down. Man said, that a red, that a black. That a... I said, pick up the black, get your money. I picked that card up and it was red. Money gone. Slickers. So you got them out there. You have to have revelation to understand there are people who are going to try to stop you from sowing. Watch this now. And Jesus, my goodness, look at that time. And Jesus set over against the treasury and beheld how to, I mean, Mark chapter 12, verse 41. You should have been keeping up. And Jesus set over against the treasury and beheld, what he did? And beheld how the people cast money that really sown into the treasury. And many that was rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow. And she threw in two mite, which make a farthing. And Jesus called his disciples and said to them, verily I said to you, that poor widow had cast more. Now he's not knocking the big money, but he's just showing how powerful this is what this woman did. Because yes, finally she's going to be one of them.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. He said, verse 43, and he called unto him his disciples and said to them, verily I said to you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they all have cast in of their abundance, but she of her wants did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Jesus couldn't get that seed off of his mind. He preached it, constantly preached that seed there. That seed, because she was sowing from the motivation of love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you can't give all you got. You know what I'm saying? Then we go over to Matthew 26 quickly. Matthew 26. I didn't get far this morning. But we have some fresh revelation this morning.
Yes, sir.
I have to go over this tape myself. You know, here in Matthew 26, we find something here. We find the extreme opposite. Here's a woman pouring out precious, expensive stuff on Jesus. I put on some cologne this morning. Cologne the right thing?
Yes, sir.
Put it on this morning, sprayed a little bit on me, but I ain't poured it on me. I probably would have poured it on me. I probably smelled too much because of the position I'm in now. But if you wasn't in a position, you're just going to skeet a little bit out because it's so expensive. One of my colognes, Obsession, you call it. Pretty bad name, but Obsession. But it smells so good.
Yes, sir.
But it's expensive. I tell you what, everybody up in here ain't got no Obsession on. Because, I mean, it costs you. You know what I mean? You can't get that at the dollar store.
Right.
Walmart. Mm-hmm. Walmart don't have no Obsession. You say, what that is? You obsess? They don't understand. That's a higher level.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to say, this expensive stuff looked like she should have had a skeeting bottle and squirt a little bit on Jesus. And if she would have done that, the church would have been all right.
Yes,
the church liked to squirt. When they get around people who like to pour,
uh-huh.
They get upset, they get nervous. Say, hold that, we could use that, hold that. They don't know more coming.
Yes, sir.
The more you pour, the more coming.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, more coming. My. Let's just read through it now and see what we get out of it. In Matthew 26, verse 6. Now, when Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon, I remember the woman now, the widow woman. She gave her last, right? Now we're going to another soul at a different bracket at a different time. But both of them, Jesus couldn't get off his mind.
Yes, sir.
Just because this woman didn't pour nothing on him, but he saw her heart.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And he knew, watch this, he knew he could promote her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And she'll finally become this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't with me.
Yes, sir.
The woman in Mark finally will become this woman.
Right.
That's what someone to do with you.
Yes, sir.
I'd watch Fred Price. I watched Cruffalo younger than me. I watched him. He had got, because in that big city, I watched how they were living. I saw him. I stayed at Cruffalo house, went to Fred house, rode in both of their Rolls Royces.
Yes, sir.
I was that woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sold in that medium, but I was sowing what I had. But I finally became this other woman. I better watch saying that though. Coming to the other woman. I became the other person in her attitude. Oh my, let me close, man. Matthew 26, verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box. I'm seeing a revelation, a very precious ointment, and poor God reached for it and poured it on his head, as he said, at me. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation. Oh, look what I see in verse 8. When you become a big giver, the church become upset. When you become a big liver, the church become upset because they think that's wrong. By you giving big, they think you're trying to be a show. By you living big, you think you're trying to be a show, but you're just trying to show God off.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
According to Jeremiah 33:9,
mm-hmm.
God looking for somebody to show him off in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And so, the disciples of the church got upset. The disciples got upset and went to fussing about it. Now, let me show you one more. Luke 8. There are some things in your life or to activate you to sow. There's something God has done for you.
Yes, sir.
make you want to sow.
Yes, sir.
Because sowing at first is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
Sowing is about the gospel.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't understand that, Reverend. Sowing is about vision. This is a three-part vision here. Changing the lives of people with the word of God, evangelizing, equipping the body of Christ to evangelize the world, the home of covenant one. This threefold vision. Vision God put in the earth realm for you to have a place to sow. But the first part of the sowing is for the vision.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Then when that vision is taken care of, then God now take care of your vision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But your vision has to be birthed out of his vision.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty, I'm preaching now, boy. You see what I'm saying? So the first aspect when you're sowing is not just to get something back.
Yes.
It's to get something in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good.
See? And when God is going through them seeds and see your name.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it don't have to be an envelope for God to know your name, you know. Your seed don't have to be an envelope. That's for us. But your seed don't have to be an envelope. God got a photograph in mind.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
He knew who put them hundreds up here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He already know that.
Yes, sir.
So when you're sowing in a vision.
Yes, sir.
And creating a vision.
Boy,
y'all better let me teach up in the morning. You're sowing in the vision of God, but you're creating your vision.
Yes, sir.
And then your vision, after a amount of sowing,
mm-hmm.
your vision begin to look like God's vision.
Yes, sir.
Bless.
Mm-hmm.
Going in.
Mm-hmm.
Bless. Coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Bless in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Bless in the field. Bless everything you touch. Start getting blessed. Make you the head, not the tail. Above and not beneath.
Yes, sir.
Let me close. I sure didn't get all the way on. Well, I'm chasing my amount of stuff, man. Then Luke 8, those women was appreciative. The twofold secret of a seed. One is found in 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. Turn there if you will. And the text we're looking at now. The twofold secret of a seed. The seed is always in ministry. The seed is always, when it's sown to you, is ministered. And when you sow it, you minister it. So he says he gives seed to the soil in 2 Corinthians 9:10. And he feeds you and he multiplies the seed sown. Now, go back to Luke 8 and look at them women. 8:1. Luke 8:1-3. Let's look at that and we'll close. And you have to listen to the tape and ponder it over and over. It's not no good jolly Miss Molly. It's down to the nitty gritty that I believe that everyone listening to me can get to a place where they can have their desire, their dream. I mean, anything you want. God wants you to have it.
Yes, sir.
I mean, some churches teach that God don't want you to have it. All you're talking about money. You know the reason, doggone it, you want to know the reason now. I'm going to give you the answer now. The reason we got to talk about money so much now is because you messed it up so bad. The next time you fuss about me preaching about money, you just look at the condition of your people and recognize that you messed it up. So don't fuss with me. Fuss with yourself. Look in the mirror.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
In Luke 8, and it came to pass afterward, verse 1, that he went throughout every city and village, Jesus did, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered. See, that's sowing. See, sowing is ministry. Which ministered unto him of their substance. Now, let's close with this. It would be something if God tells you he wants you to sow. But it's something else when God gives you the seed to sow. Feed you while you're sowing. And multiply the seed. See, I mean, you know, now I said that you become a greater sower as your years pass, because God supply you with bigger seeds.
Yes, sir.
See, she can handle this, so he's gonna give her more.
Yes, sir.
You ain't handling what you got right now, cause you so busy trying to buy a car and get that Louis Vuitton purse. And the Louis Vuitton purse got holes in it. When you could have waited, Oh yeah, I know somebody gonna get upset. You could have waited. My wife got so many purses, and none of them come from JCPenney.
Yes, sir.
You might have some from JCPenney. You might have a few of them from JCPenney. Might have. But I tell you what, I could retire on the purses. But she stuck with me.
Yes.
And we kept sowing. We kept doing what we were supposed to do. We were running to Tulsa. We were running to California. We were trying to find our way. We were running.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough money to go.
Yes, sir.
Old van broke down on us. And the man wasn't a mechanic. He was a part changer in New Orleans.
Yes, sir.
He changed one part. I said, I thought you did a problem. Well, that part wasn't it. He went and got another part. I finally dawned on me, I got a part changer here. There's no mechanic. I could have did that myself, you know what I'm saying? But we were broke, you know. When you're broke, you got to accept what you can get. I didn't get a phone there. Here's what God said to me. Therefore, it is my assignment to do proper seed training in the people of God who will accept the training and override the world economy. Let me give that again now. That's what I'm supposed to read at first. Therefore, it is my assignment to do proper seed training in the people of God who will accept the training and override the world economy. That's 8 minutes on an hour. Talk to me, somebody.
Yes, sir.
All right, I will give you this again tonight, but you've been so kind this morning. I'm going to give you something this morning to go with this when I find it. I'll quote this. This is prophetical, and you can take it and quote it yourself. I'll never be low in money again. I'll never be low, L-O-W, in money again. I'll never be low in money again. I am stepping into the money cometh flow. I am stepping into the money cometh flow. I am stepping into the money cometh flow. Money is moving in my direction everywhere I go. Money demonstration are always standing by my door. Therefore, every time I open my door, there's more and more. I will live in supernatural amounts that I don't have to count until I get ready. Men will know me by my giving and by my living. Grace, goodness, glory, gratitude, and gold will flow together through me to get the Father's will carried out in and on the earth realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to get out of the need consciousness. You may have needs, but this morning I'm taking you out of the need consciousness because you're a child of God and God said you got you covered. So I want you to listen at this MP3 over and over again and get yourself out of need consciousness. And as Junior reminded you, we went from one spectrum to another one. You're somewhere in between there, and you can keep sawing your way further from that woman who had the might, going over to having more than enough. So if nothing was eradicated today, I want to make sure that you understand that the Holy Spirit was aiming to show you that the seed know God is just a need meter. He's abundant God, and he wants you to have more than enough. All right.